بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. مكتبه الواحدين بجزر البحر الكاريبي تتعامل مع عده مساجد في الولايات المتحده. يسرها ان تقدم لكم محاضره بعنوان التعريف بفرقه داعش وصفاتهم الخارجيه لفضيله الشيخ بندر الخيبري حفظه الله تعالى. Wahidin Publications in the Caribbean, in conjunction with several masajid in the U.S., is pleased to present a lecture entitled Defying the Sect ISIS and Their Khariji Characteristics by the Noble Sheikh Bandar al-Khaybari, may Allah preserve him. Please, Fadlar al-Sheikh, Shukur al-Majur.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, hayyakumullah ayuhal al-ikhwatu al-kiram. ونستكمل ما وقفنا عنده في اللقاء السابق، حيث أننا تكلمنا عن الصفات العامة لهذه الفرقة، وهي فرقة الخوارج التي جاء ذكرها في الحديث النبوي على لسان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. واليوم إن شاء الله تعالى نتكلم عن هذه الفرق المعاصرة التي هي أصل لهذه الفرقة الأم، وهي الخوارج، والتي تصول وتجول في هذه الأيام. من أين أتت؟ وما هي أفكارها؟ وهل هي في الحقيقة على منهج الخوارج، أم أن الناس يدعون ذلك وليس هذا بحق؟ نعم.
Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala began by mentioning the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, praising Him, who is the Lord of everything in existence, and invoking His peace and blessings upon the Messenger, His family companions, and all those who follow the guidance until the Day of Judgment. Then said, My noble brothers, we are here to complete what was what time did not permit in our previous session, in our previous talk, which was about some of the general characteristics of the Khawarij, which were mentioned in the Hadith of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today what we want to address is some of the modern day sects, which are offshoots of the mother sect, which is the Khawarij. So some of the modern day groups which have this ideology of the Khawarij. And we specifically want to address, are these modern day groups that we're going to talk about, do they really hold these views, or is it just an accusation that's being made against them? Allah Jaya.
من المعلوم أيها الأحبة أن هذه الفرقة، أعني بها فرقة الخوارج، هي الفرقة الأولى التي خرجت في الإسلام، أول فرقة فارقت الجماعة وخالفت المسلمين هي الخوارج، وهي أيضا آخر فرقة تكون في هذه الأمة، كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يخرج في أعراضهم الدجال. معنى ذلك أن هذه الفرقة لا تزال مستمرة، حيث خرجت في زمن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم إلى أن يأتي الدجال ويقاتلون معه. وإذا أتى الدجال، فالدجال من الآيات والعلامات على قيام الساعة الكبرى. فلذلك يتبين لك أيها الأخ المبارك أن هذه الفرقة لا يمكن أن تذهب بالكلية، ولكن نحن عندما نتكلم عن هذه الفرقة وعندما نبين للناس خطرها، إنما نريد أن نخفف من شدتها ومن وطأتها على المسلمين، وأن ننبه الذين لم يعتنقوا هذا الفكر أن ينتبهوا إلى هذا الفكر، لعل الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني ينقذهم من هذا الضلال. كما أن الإنسان يعني يحاول أن يحذر المسلمين من الشرك، لأن الشرك وقع قديم ويقع في آخر الزمان أيضا، ومع ذلك ينجو منه أناس بفضل الله سبحانه وتعالى. وهذا الفكر أيضا هو موجود سابقا وسيبقى لاحقا، وكذلك ننبه الناس لكي يتخلصوا من هذا الفكر الذي هو يخالف ما عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام. نعم.
It is well known, my noble brothers, that this sect, namely the Khawarij, it is the first sect that ever appeared in Islam, the first deviant sect that ever differed with the Jama'ah. Likewise, it will be the last sect in this Ummah, as is known from the Hadith of the Prophet, in which he informed that these people, the followers of this sect, the Khawarij, would be fighting alongside, and they would be with and appear along with the Dajjal. And so this sect shall be continuous. It will be present in every day and time, from the time of the Sahaba عنهم, until the Dajjal appears. And it's well known that the Dajjal is one of the major signs of the coming of the hour of the resurrection. And so it's not possible for this sect to totally disappear. It's not possible for this sect to totally disappear. And so we must address it. We must inform others of it so that they beware and not fall into it. And likewise, so that perhaps those who have been tricked and joined the ranks of this deviant organization, perhaps Allah will bless them and lead them out of that misguidance in which they have fallen. Just as the Muslim should try to warn people against shirk, which is something which took place early on in the Ummah and will continue until the end of this Ummah. Likewise, we should warn against shirk and we should warn against deviance which people have fallen into. Allah Shaykh.
هذه الجماعة بارك الله فيكم التي تعرف بجماعة داعش أو بجماعة الدولة الإسلامية هذه خرجت واختلفت مع تنظيم القاعدة وتنظيم القاعدة إنما خرج وتربى وتغذى من رحم جماعة الإخوان المسلمين فالأم والأصل والمرجع والرحم الذي خرج منه هذه الجماعات هي جماعة الإخوان المسلمين فهذه الجماعة هي التي أصلت وزرعت في عقول هؤلاء الناس التكفير والتفجير والاغتيالات ونحو ذلك وهذا بارك الله فيكم ليس ادعاء يدعيه المرء ويقول هذا الكلام جزافا بل صرح الظواهري الذي هو الآن زعيم تنظيم القاعدة أنه تربى وتغذى وتعلم هو ومنعه من تنظيم القاعدة على كتب سيد قطب يقول أن سيد قطب جعل هذه الكتب كالديناميت مثلا وتم تفجيرها هناك بمعنى أنه وضع هذه الكتب ونحن فتحنا هذه الكتب وأخرجنا ما فيها من هذه الأمور وهذه الطوائف فقادات تنظيم القاعدة يصرحون ويتبجحون أنهم تربوا على منطق على تنظيم جماعة الإخوان المسلمين وأيضا تربوا على كتب سيد قطب بالأخص التي هي معلومة عند الصغير والكبير أنها تنضح بتكفير المجتمعات وتزعم أنه لا يوجد مسلم في هذا الأرض في هذه الأرض وغير ذلك من الكلام الذي بسطه في كتبه وبينها أهل العلم نعم
Sorry. May Allah bless you all. We want to address specifically what is known as Daesh or ISIS, the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, also known as IS or the so-called Islamic State. It's well known that this sect, this deviant sect, branched out from Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda was raised in the cradle of, it was raised in the cradle of, and was nursed from its mother, and its mother is Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood. And so the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin, is the mother of these deviant organizations, the root and the foundation of these organizations, and the basis for these organizations. All of these modern-day deviant organizations that have these Khawariji tendencies all find their ideological teachings and basis in those teachings of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin. Ikhwan al-Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood, are the ones who founded these, built this foundation in the minds of people. And they taught the people takfir, accusing others of heresy, apostasy, and leaving the religion. And they're the ones who taught people suicide bombings. And they're the ones who taught people to blow up innocent civilians. They're the ones who planted these deviant seeds in the minds of the children of the Muslims. And this is not some claim that we're making without evidence. It's not a claim that we're making without evidence. This has its facts. And this has its proof and evidence from their followers and their own official spokespersons themselves. We look at the current leader of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin, Ayman al-Dawahiri, who is the current official leader and spokesperson of al-Qaeda. Excuse me, al-Qaeda. He is the current official leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Dawahiri. He openly said and proudly said that he grew up and learned everything that he knows from the teachings of Sayyid Qutb, who was a known founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. And so he said, al-Dawahiri said, that Sayyid Qutb made these books like dynamite. And we opened them up and we ignited them. And so he said that all these teachings, they come from Sayyid Qutb. All of their deviance, all of their accusing the Muslims around the world of being apostates, all of their blowing up innocent civilians, comes from the teachings of Sayyid Qutb. Ayman al-Dawahiri explicitly said this. And so al-Qaeda, they openly say, and they proudly say, that they have their basis, their foundation, in the books and the teachings of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood, and specifically the teachings of Sayyid Qutb. And it's well known that Sayyid Qutb was the one who made takfir on all of the Islamic societies throughout the earth. And he is the one who said that there is no Muslim remaining on the face of the earth. Everyone who claims to be a Muslim is lying in that claim. Tafadhal Sheikh.
نعم هنا بارك الله فيكم ننبه على أمر مهم وهو مما يثيره بعض الناس اليوم ويلبسون به على الناس أن فكر تنظيم القاعدة يختلف تماما عن فكر داعش والدولة الإسلامية وهذا في الحقيقة تلبيس وتدليس إذ أن الطائفتان تنظيم القاعدة وداعش يتفقان في الفكر يتفقان في التكفير يتفقان في الخروج على الأئمة يتفقان في سفك دماء المسلمين يتفقان في هذه الأمور جميعا ولكن قد يختلفون في التطبيق فيأتي بعض الناس ويأتي إلى هذا الخلاف في التطبيق فيزعم أن هذا أن هذه الفرقة ليست هذه الفرقة لا والأمر ليس كذلك إنما الفكر والعقيدة والمبدأ والمنطلق إنما هو واحد وهذا قديم بارك الله فيكم حتى في الخوارج الأوائل فهذا نافع بن الأزرق يكفر الخوارج القعدة تأمل القعدة من الخوارج بل هم كما قال أهل العلم من أخبث فرق الخوارج ونافع بن الأزرق هو قائد من قادات الخوارج كان في زمن التابعين نافع بن الأزرق يكفر القعدة الخوارج القاعدة هم على نفس الفكرة جميعهم أو كلاهما يكفران المسلمين ويرون الخروج على الأئمة ويرون سفك الدماء ونحو ذلك لكن يختلفون في التطبيق تكفر هذا تكفر نافع بن الأزرق غيره من الخوارج القاعدة وكذلك اليوم في عصر الحاضر تجد أن تنظيم القاعدة يختلف في التطبيق مع داعش فأتى الداعش إلى هذا التطبيق فكفرت به تنظيم القاعدة وإلا فالعقيدة واحدة والفكر واحد والمنطلق والمبدأ والغاية والهدف واحد إنما يختلفون في التطبيق فيكفر بعضهم بعضا لاختلافهم في هذا التطبيق وهذا مما يميز لك أهل السنة والجماعة أنهم لا يختلفون لا في التطبيق ولا في التنظيم ولا في العقيدة الجميع على عقيدة واحدة قد تختلف العبارات ولكن الهدف واحد الطريقة واحدة التطبيق واحد لأنه منهج رباني مبني على الكتاب والسنة وما سوى ذلك كما قال سبحانه وتعالى ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا نعم
So may Allah bless you. I would like to point out something very important, which is something that people are commonly saying these days. And it's a lie. And they are confusing people with the statement. They are saying that Al-Qaeda is totally different from ISIS. They are totally two different organizations and have nothing in common. They say that their ideological roots are not shared. They're not similar. And this couldn't be farther from the truth. Their roots are the same. Their basis is the same. They both agree in accusing other Muslims of heresy and apostasy. They both agree in trying to overthrow Muslim leaders and governments. They both agree in shedding the blood of innocent civilians. The only difference between them is how they go about doing so. But the foundation, these main three things, accusing Muslims, making takfir of Muslims, overthrowing Muslim leaders, killing innocent civilians, this is the foundation of their entire methodology, and this is something shared between both organizations. They do not differ in these main fundamental things that join them both. The only way that they differ is how to go about putting these things into practice. So their basis, their ideological basis, is one. When we see this and understand this, we'll see that this is nothing new. These modern day Khawarij are just like the Khawarij of the times of old. In the times of old, the Khawarij, they had minute differences in how to go about putting into practice their deviant beliefs. And because they differed, not in their roots, but in their branches of how to go about practicing what they all commonly believed in, they would make takfir of one another. Different groups who all were Khawarij and differed about minor things, they would make takfir of one another because they disagreed in how to go about putting into practice what they all commonly believed in. So we have one of the early Khawarij was named Al-Azraq. He made takfir of another group called Al-Qa'da. And they were both Khawarij. They were both Khawarij. And this was during the time of the Tabi'een. He made takfir of another group, even though they had shared ideological roots. But they differed in how to go about putting these into practice, and so they made takfir of one another. Today, the Khawarij do the same exact thing. They make takfir of one another because they can't agree on how to go about putting into practice what they all commonly believe in. And so, their aqidah is the same. Their aqidah is the same. Their end is the same, and their means are essentially the same. But because of some minor differences between them, they make takfir on one another. And this is what separates these deviants from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah hold a common aqidah, and they hold the shared way of going about putting it into practice. We may differ in how we express our common belief, but we all agree in the same thing, and all our beliefs are based upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what joins people, unites people, brings them together. And everything that is not based upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is what causes separation. As Allah says, وَرَوْكَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهَا اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. And had it been from other than Allah, they would have certainly found therein much different. Allah Jaya.
نعم. ومما يدل على ما تقدم ذكره من كلامنا أن المتحدث الرسمي في الدولة الإسلامية المسمى بداعش المدعو أبي محمد العدناني الشامي صرح وتكلم بكلام صوتي يخاطب فيه تنظيم القاعدة بكلام عنون له بعنوان عذرا أمير القاعدة. استدل فيه هذا المتحدث باسم الدولة الإسلامية باسم داعش، استدل بكلام الخارجي أسامة بن لادن، استدل به مما يدلك على أن الدولة الإسلامية تسير وفق ما جعله أسامة بن لادن الذي هو ينتمي إلى تنظيم القاعدة. فمما استدل به قول أسامة بن لادن في خطابه 22 الموجه إلى العراق أصلا أنه قال، أي أسامة، إن كل من يشارك في هذه الانتخابات والتي سبق وصف حالها عن علم ورضا يكون قد كفر. وهذا هو التكفير الذي سيأتي أيضا مزيد ذكره. إذن العدناني هذا المتحدث الرسمي يستدل بكلام أسامة بن لادن الذي ينتمي إلى تنظيم القاعدة. فالجميع كما تقدم أن ذكرنا أن الجميع يتفق في التكفير ويتفق في الخروج على الأئمة ويتفق في سفك الدماء والاغتيالات والتفجير ونحو ذلك. ولذا كان يلزم بعضهم بعضا بكلام تنظيم القاعدة نفسه. وأيضا مما يدلك على ذلك أيضا أن كتاب المقدسي الكواشف الجلية في كفر الدولة السعودية، هذا كله تكفير لدولة التوحيد والسنة المملكة العربية السعودية. هذا الكتاب الذي هو ألف أصلا لتكفير المملكة العربية السعودية حكاما وشعبا ونحو ذلك، هذا الكتاب هو الوحيد الذي يطبع ويوزع في داعش الدولة الإسلامية، مما يدلك على الارتباط الوثيق في الأفكار، الأفكار واحدة. ولذا بارك الله فيكم، عندما يخرج أحد من الشباب السعودي إلى هذه المواطن، مواطن الصراع، مواطن الفتن كالعراق والشام ونحو ذلك، حتى يلتحق بتنظيم داعش مباشرة، يعطى كتاب الكواشف الجلية في كفر الدولة السعودية للمقدسي، والمقدسي تابع لتنظيم القاعدة. نعم.
Further evidence of what we have previously mentioned is that the official spokesperson of ISIS was named Abu Muhammad al-Adnan. He has a recording in which he was addressing al-Qaeda. Okay, and so he made a recording of his voice in which he was addressing al-Qaeda, and the title of the recording is Pardon Me, O Leader of al-Qaeda. In it, he used as evidence a statement of Osama bin Laden. It's well known that Osama bin Laden was from the founders of Al-Qaeda. He used a statement of bin Laden to show that his organization, that is ISIS, was following the path of Al-Qaeda and saying to the current day Al-Qaeda that they are not. And so he said, addressing the people in Iraq, a statement which Osama bin Laden said, that whoever participates in elections is a disbeliever. He said, whoever participates, and this is a statement of Osama bin Laden, he said, whoever participates in elections is a disbeliever. And this is what's known as political takfir, okay? Deeming someone to be a disbeliever based on their political action. And so Al-Adnani was using a statement of Osama bin Laden, who was a well-known member of Al-Qaeda, using it as evidence to make takfir on the members of Al-Qaeda themselves in our day and time. Even though they all agree, and they all have as a shared common foundation, their belief in shedding the blood of innocent civilians, they're making takfir of the Muslims in general, and their attempts to overthrow Muslim leaders. And so they oblige one another to follow the statements of one another. All of the people involved here, Al-Adnani, who was involved, Osama bin Laden, and everyone from Al-Qaeda nowadays, these are all Khawarij, and they're trying to make one another agree with statements that they themselves have made. And because they can't agree about their own statements, they make takfir on one another because of differing about their own statements. Another proof. There's a book by an individual named Al-Maqdisi. This book was authored only for the sake of claiming that the government or the entire country of Saudi Arabia, both the government and all of its citizens, are disbelievers. This was the entire purpose of writing this book. Everything in this book is trying to prove that Saudi Arabia, everyone who lives in that country, is a disbeliever. And this is the only book that is printed and distributed amongst the followers of ISIS. So when some Saudi youth, they get eager to go fight, and they think that they're going to fight in the cause of Allah and defending Islam, when they hit ground in these places and they see what's actually going on in Iraq and Syria, in these places where all this bloodshed is taking place, they find that they have joined the ranks of an organization that tells them and dictates to them what their ideology is supposed to be. And the very first thing the very first book that falls in their hands. And the thing that determines whether or not they get to live and be part of members of this organization, or whether they're going to be called infidels, is whether or not they agree with this book that was written by Al-Maqdisi, which makes takfir, claims as infidels, everyone, every one of their family members, everyone who they know, from everyone from their country that they just came from. تفضل يا شيخ.
نعم، ذكرنا بارك الله فيكم أن أبرز سمات الخوارج هي التكفير. هذه السمة وهذه الصفة لا تنفك قط أبدا عن الخوارج قديما وحديثا. وتجد ممن ينتمي إلى هذا الفكر، أعني داعش، يقول نحن لا نكفر المسلمين، نحن لا نكفر أحدا، نحن ذلك من الكلام الذي يلبسون به على الناس، وإنما يقولون يعني هذا الذي تدعون أو تصفون أننا نكفر إنما تأخذونه من الكفار أو من الإعلام ونحو ذلك، وهذا ليس بصحيح، وإنما يدان هذا الفكر وهذه الفرقة تدان من أقوال قاداتها ومن أقوال كبرائها ومن أقوال الذين هم يحركون هؤلاء الشباب والذين هم القادات الكبار في هذا التنظيم. فمثلا يقول أبو يحيى الليبي وهو قائد في تنظيم داعش الذي ذكر هذا الكلام نفسه المتحدث الرسمي أبي محمد العدناني الشامي ينقل عن أبي يحيى هذا الليبي أنه يخاطب علماء السوء بزعمه، يقول الليبي يعني يقول وطاغية ولاد الحرمين يسوق الناس إلى الكفر والردة الكافرة سوقا حديثا. تأمل بارك الله فيك، هنا يصف خادم الحرمين الشريفين حفظه الله تعالى بأنه كافر وأنه يدعو الناس إلى الكفر بالقوة ويحثهم على الكفر عافانا الله وإياكم. ويقول أيضا الآخر المدعو سليمان أبو غيث يقول في خطبة له بعنوان المرتدون في الكويت، هكذا العنوان المرتدون في الكويت، وكفى بالعنوان يعني كفى بالعنوان يعني تصريحا بالتكفير، لكنه قال واعلم أن الدستور الكويتي كافر كافر كافر، والذي يحكم بهذا الدستور كافر، والله لا أتنازل عن هذه الكلمة، والله لن أتنازل، الذي يحكم بهذا الدستور كافر، انتهى كلامه. فانظر رعاك الله إلى بعض الناس اليوم الذي يزعم أن هذا الفكر أو هذا التنظيم هذه الدولة الإسلامية المزعومة لا تتبنى التكفير. فماذا يقول عندما يسمع أقوال القادات هؤلاء وهؤلاء المتحدثين الرسميين بهذه التنظيمات؟ ويقول أيضا الشامي المتحدث الرسمي يقول فمشروع دولة محلية وطنية تسمى إسلامية تدعمها أموال وفتاوى علماء آل سلول. انظر يصف حكام المملكة العربية السعودية والعلماء علماء السنة علماء التوحيد والسنة في هذه البلاد يصفهم بأنهم آل سلول، يعني ينعتهم بأنهم أتباع والعياذ بالله عبد الله بن أبي سلول رأس المنافقين في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. فهذا أيضا من التكفير الذي يتبجح به هؤلاء. فقول من يقول أن هؤلاء الناس ليسوا بتكفيريين وليسوا بذلك، فهذا إنما يحاول أن يغطي قرص الشمس بيده. قرص الشمس كبير لا تستطيع أن تغطيه بيدك إلا على شخص جاهل أو إنسان أعمى لا يبصر ما حوله، نسأل الله العافية والسلامة. نعم تفضل.
One of the most outstanding characteristics of the Khawarij, a characteristic that you will never find leaves the Khawarij. It's like white on rice. You'll always find everyone who is a Khawariji meets this description. And that is, they make takfir on Muslims. This has always been the case. The Khawarij in times of old and the Khawarij in modern days. Everyone who is a member and who cooperates with ISIS. They say that ISIS doesn't make takfir on people. They are trying to negate the fact that they are Khawarij. They're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. And they're saying, look, we don't make takfir on people. And because they are nobodies who are speaking, people who have no rank in that organization, what they say doesn't matter. Let's go to the leaders of the organization, the official spokespersons, and see what they have to say. What do they say about making takfir on others? They're the ones who are leading the organization. So their speech is what counts. And so let's take a look at some of the statements of the leaders of this organization. Number one, Abu Yahya al-Libi. And number two, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani al-Shami. He was speaking about and addressing the scholars of Saudi Arabia. And he said that the king of Saudi Arabia, may Allah bless him and preserve him, he said that the king of Saudi Arabia is a false deity. And he is forcing people and leading people by force into disbelief. And so he said he was forcing the people, even the scholars of Islam, into disbelief. Is there anything clearer than takfir? Is there anything more evident that you need than to see one of their leaders saying this about the scholars of the Sunnah, making takfir on the Muslims? What else do you need? If that's not sufficient, take another one. Sulaiman Abu Ghayth, in a khutbah that he gave, which the title of the khutbah was The Apostates of Kuwait. And just by listening to the khutbah, you understand that this is clear. He's obviously making takfir. There's no two ways about it. He said in this khutbah, know that the constitution of Kuwait is a disbelieving kafir constitution. He repeated this three times. He then said, by Allah, he swore by Allah, whoever rules by this constitution is a kafir. See the takfir? He then said, I will never take this statement back. I will never take this statement back. Whoever rules by this constitution is a kafir. What more proof do you need of them making takfir of the Muslims, governments and civilians? Everyone who was a member of this organization, Al-Qaeda, has the same ideology. They make takfir on the Muslims in general. Going back to the official spokesperson of ISIS, al-Shami, he said that, talking about the government of Saudi Arabia, he said that the wealth and the fatwa, which were sponsored by the family of Al Saud, he said that the scholars and all of the fatwa and all of the projects that the Saudi government sponsors are followers of Ibn Salul. Who is Ibn Salul? Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. This was a hypocrite. This was the leader of the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And so he is saying what? He is saying that all the entire country of Saudi Arabia, the people who rule the country, the scholars of the country, and the laymen, the Muslims in that country, everything, all of the religious knowledge, the fatwas and everything, all the projects are what? Followers of the head of the hypocrites. It's known that a hypocrite is even worse than a disbeliever and an open enemy of the religion. What more proof do you need that they're making takfir the Muslims? Anyone who says that ISIS does not make takfir on the Muslims is like the person who is trying to cover up the sun with his hand. The sun is huge. Everyone sees it. Your tiny hand can never cover this up. The only person who's going to be fooled by this is a blind person or somebody who's standing right in front of you and so blinded by your hand being in his face that he can't see what is apparent to the whole wide world. Tafadhal Sheikh.
نعم ومن أفرح ما يعني يبين لك أيها الأخ المبارك أن هذه الدولة الإسلامية المزعومة المعروفة بداعش تتبنى منهج التكفير بالجملة التكفير يكون عندهم بالوظيفة، والسابق يكون عندهم بالكبيرة. يقول أبو محمد العدناني الشامي المتحدث الرسمي، هذا هذا الرجل هو المتحدث الرسمي للدولة الإسلامية في العراق والشام، صرح وتكلم بصوته في صوتية بعنوان السلمية دين من، يقول فيها: لا بد لنا أن نصدع بحقيقة مرة، لطالما كتمها العلماء واكتفوا بالتلميح لها، ألا وهي كفر الجيوش الحامية لأنظمة الطواغيت، وفي مقدمتها الجيش المصري والجيش الليبي والجيش التونسي قبل الثورة وبعدها، وهذا الجيش السوري قد بات كفره واضحا حتى عند العجائز. إلى أن قال قبحه الله: إن جيوش الطواغيت من حكام ديار المسلمين هي بعمومها جيوش ردة وكفر، وإن القول اليوم بكفر هذه الجيوش وردتها وخروجها من الدين بل ووجوب قتالها، وفي مقدمتها الجيش المصري لهو القول الذي لا يصح في دين الله خلافه. وهذا بارك الله فيكم، انتهى كلامه، وهذا بارك الله فيكم مما يدلك على التكفير جملة وتفصيلا. أولا بدأوا بتكفير الحكام، ثم بدأوا بتكفير الجيوش، ثم بدأوا بتكفير المجتمعات، وهذا مما يبين لك بارك الله فيك أن هذه الفرقة المسمى بداعش إنما التكفير يجري بدمائها مجرى الدم، يجري بدمائها أبدا تتنفس التكفير، كما قال الشيخ العلامة ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى أن هؤلاء الناس أي الخوارج يعني يطلقون التكفير كما يطلق المسلم التسبيح والتحميد، نسأل الله العافية والسلامة. نعم
شيخ، ممكن تعيد عنوان هذا الكلام للشامي؟ عنوان الكلام؟ عفوا شيخنا. طيب، I was asking the Sheikh to repeat something that I missed, and there were several things that I missed. I'll try to summarize as best as possible. He said that part of the clearest proof that the country, the organization known as ISIS, makes takfir on a mass scale is a statement made by its official spokesperson, the official spokesperson of the so-called country, the so-called Islamic State. Abu Muhammad al-Adnani al-Shami, he's the official spokesperson. He said, and it's recorded, it's available, with his voice, speaking in his voice, and I was asking about the title of the speech. There was a lot of the content that was mentioned quickly, and I apologize that I wasn't able to get it all down, but I was asking at least about the title of it, so that perhaps anyone who's interested can search for it online. So it says the first part of the title is something, is the religion of who, as if asking a question. He was talking about the rulers, armies, and civilians in all of the Muslim countries. And he said that the rulers and at the head of these countries, especially, he said that the Egyptian army, he said that there's no, absolutely no doubt that they have left the religion of Islam, and that it is an obligation upon the Muslims to fight against them. He went on to say that the Syrian army is has clearly committed apostasy, and there's nothing more clear than this, and even the blind old women are able to see this. He then went on to say that the armies, which are followers of the Tawaghit, the false deities, have fallen into this general apostasy. And making a general statement that it's an obligation to fight against them, especially the Egyptian army, is something which there is absolutely no difference of opinion about. And so you can see clearly that he was making takfir on the Muslim countries, starting with the leaders of the countries, and then secondly, their followers, the armies, or under those leaders, and then thirdly, all of the civilians of those countries. And so it's quite clear that this sect, ISIS, does make takfir upon the Muslims in general. And as Sheikh al-Muslimin, rahimahullah ta'ala, said about these people, the Khawarij, he said, they takfir comes off of their tongues as frequently as saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar comes off the tongues of any other Muslim. Allah Shaykhna.
نعم ونختم بهذا بارك الله فيكم وهو أن من سمات الخوارج قديما هو إيجاب الهجرة على المسلمين بمعنى أن الذي لا يلتحق بهم ولا يهاجر من المكان الذي هو فيه سواء كان في أوروبا أو في آسيا أو حتى في مكة والمدينة لا بد أن يهاجر إلى البلاد التي يكون فيها هؤلاء الخوارج هذا بارك الله فيكم قديما كما قال ابن حزم رحمه الله تعالى حيث قال من ضعف عن الهجرة إلى معسكرهم فهو منافق أي أن ابن حزم رحمه الله تعالى ينقل عنهم أن من لم يهاجر إليهم فهو منافق ويقول نافع بن الأزرق هذا رأس من رؤوس الخوارج قديما في زمن التابعين يقول والله إنكم لتعلمون أن الشريعة واحدة والدين واحد تفيم المقام بين أظهر الكفار إلى أن قال لقد ندبكم الله سبحانه وتعالى إلى الجهاد ولم يجعل لكم من التخلف عذرا في حال نافع بن الأزرق الآن يخاطب في زعمه المسلمين يقول لكم يجب عليكم أن تفارقوا الكفار وتهاجروا إلينا إذن هذا هي الهجرة عفوا الهجرة هي إيجاب الهجرة على المسلم من بلاد الإسلام بزعمهم إلى أو من بلاد الكفر إلى بلاد الإسلام ما هي بلاد الإسلام عندهم هي البلاد التي يكون فيها هؤلاء الخوارج البلد التي يكون فيها الخوارج هي بلد الإسلام وسائر بلاد الأرض هي بلاد كفر كما قال المقدسي المقدسي الذي ينتمي إلى تنظيم القاعدة يقول أما اليوم فالأرض كلها ديار كفر كلها ديار كفر حتى مكة والمدينة والله العافية والسلام وأيضا يقول أبو بكر البغدادي أبو بكر البغدادي هو الخليفة المزعوم عند هؤلاء يقول أيضا بقول نافع بن الأزرق في وجوب الهجرة فقد قال في خطبته التي سمعها وشاهدها جميع الناس هي موجودة في الإنترنت يقول فيها فيا أيها المسلمون في كل مكان من استطاع أن يهاجر إلى الدولة الإسلامية فليهاجر لأن الهجرة إلى دار الإسلام واجبة تأمل بارك الله فيك كيف وافق هذا البغدادي وافق نافع بن الأزرق بحيث إيجاب الهجرة على المسلم بمعنى أن المسلم يكون في الحرم المكي في الحرم المدني يكون في أوروبا يكون في آسيا يجب عليه أن يهاجر إلى العراق يهاجر لكي يبايع هذا الرجل الذي لا يعرف أين هو وما منهجه أمسلم هو أم كافر أو نحو ذلك هذا بارك الله فيكم مما ذكرناه في هذا اللقاء في هذه المحاضرة في هذه الكلمة يدلك دلالة واضحة وما تركناه كثير جدا ولكن اختصار للوقت يبين لك أن هذه الفرقة من فرق الخوارج التي لا يختلف عليها إسلام ولا يتناطى عليها كبشان فجميع الأفكار إنما هي أفكار الخوارج الأوائل ولو زعم أتباع هذه الفرقة وهذه النحلة أنهم ليسوا على منهجهم فالعبرة بارك الله فيكم ليس بالإدعاءات نفيا وإثباتا إنما العبرة في العقيدة العبرة بالعمل العبرة في هذه الأمور التي تكون واضحة لدى الناس نسأل الله بعزته وجلاله وعظيم سلطانه أن يعصمنا من الزلل وأن يثبتنا وإياكم على السنة وأن يبعد عنا شر هؤلاء الأشرار الذين لا يريدون بالإسلام ولا المسلمين خيرا نسأل الله بعزته وجلاله أن يكره شوكتهم وأن لا يمكنهم مما يريدون إن الله جل وعلا قادر على ذلك والله تعالى أجل وأعلى وأحكم صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين نعم تفضل
شيخ الله تعالى said that he will conclude by saying that these characteristics mentioned from the Quran. The final of them which we will put forth is that they say that it's an obligation to make hijrah to them. that any Muslim, anyone who says La ilaha illallah, no matter where they are on earth, whether they are in Europe or in Asia or in Mecca or Medina, if they don't make hijrah unto them, then they are disbelievers. This is nothing new. The Khawarij of the times of old said this before then. As Ibn Hazm said, that whoever claims that making hijrah to his camp is an obligation, then he is, and if he doesn't do so, then he's a munafiq, then he's a hypocrite. Speaking of the Khawarij. So this is something that has been mentioned long ago, and they're repeating this. They're repeating this nowadays. One of the heads of the Khawarij in the time of the Tabi'in, Nafi' ibn al-Azrah, he said that we know that the Sharia is one, and that it's not permissible to stay amongst, in the presence of, the disbelievers. So those people have no excuse in staying where they are. So he was saying that it's an obligation upon everyone to come to where he is, because everyone else is not even a Muslim. He's the only, him and his followers are the only Muslims alive. Sound familiar? So he said that it's an obligation to leave where the disbelievers are and come to where the Muslims are. He said there's only one place. There's only one place where he is. He's the only place where the Muslims are. They say it's an obligation to leave the countries of the disbelievers and to join the countries of the Muslims. And the only Muslim country that they recognize is ISIS. And they say anyone who's a Muslim has to come live with them, or else they're not even a Muslim. And they say that no place else on the face of the earth is a legitimate Islamic country. No one who lives anywhere else is a legitimate Muslim. Al-Maqdisi said this clearly in his book, when he said that the earth, everyone on the face of the earth, everywhere is a place of disbelief. The entire earth is a land of disbelief, even Mecca and Medina. That was Al-Maqdisi, the one who wrote the book we mentioned, making takfir upon the Saudi government. Likewise, the so-called Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the person who calls himself the Khalifa of the Muslims, he said the same thing essentially that Nafi' ibn al-Azraq said in his khutbah, which is available on the internet, which everyone in the world has seen on the internet and is still available. He said that the Muslims in every place on the earth, if they are able to, they must make hijrah to the Islamic State. Because making hijrah to the land of Islam is an obligation. So he said, what? His country is the only Islamic state present on the face of the earth. And so this so-called al-Baghdadi, he agreed with Ibn al-Azraq, the Khariji of times of old, in saying that even the people of Mecca and Medina, the people of Asia, the people of Europe, the people all over the face of the earth, they must make hijrah to where he is, to where he is in Iraq, and make bay'ah, give a pledge of allegiance to him. Even though we have no idea who he is, we're supposed to go make hijrah to him and give bay'ah to him, make a pledge of allegiance to him, even though we have no clue who this man is. We don't know where he comes from, we don't know his lineage, we don't know his background, we don't even know if he's a Muslim or not. Yet we're supposed to go make hijrah to him. This is of the clearest of proof that this sect, the sect known as ISIS, does without a doubt make takfir on the Muslims. They are without a doubt from the Khawarij. And they have and they carry the ideas of the Khawarij of the times of old. Anyone who makes the claim that they are not from the Khawarij and tries to refute this, they are silly. And what counts is not saying yes and no and this and that. What counts is looking at their actions and their statements. Do they agree with the Khawarij of the times of old or not? And there's no doubt that they do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from going astray. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to keep us upon the sunnah and to distance us from the evil of the people of the Khawarij. We ask Allah to give the Khawarij no power to achieve the goals that they are plotting. And indeed, Allah is capable. He is the one who is powerful, and nothing is impossible for him. And indeed, putting these deviants in their place is something easy for Allah. We ask Allah to do that soon and not later. And we praise Him and we invoke His peace and blessings upon our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جزاكم الله كل خير يا شيخ، الله يحفظكم.
حياكم الله، بارك الله فيكم، حياكم الله، أهلا
بكم. السلام عليكم.
أهلا بكم.
السلام عليكم.